if somebody asked you to do something and you just didn't want to do it, you'd say, no, I...
Say, no, I don't want to do it.
Okay. No, I won't. You ever say it in that way? No,
yes,
I won't?
Yes, I might say, no, I won't do it. I will not do it.
Okay. Let me see. And then if you wanted to suggest the possibility that you might do something, you know, without really saying that you really could do it, you might say something like, well, I'm not sure, but I...
What? But I might do it, or okay. I may do it.
Okay. Would you ever use in that context, might, could? Would that be natural for you, might, could?
If I would say might, could, if it was something that that I was not sure if I could do it or not.
Uh-huh.
For example, if somebody says, can you do 20 push-ups? Mm-hmm. I might say, I might could do it, but I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay, now we'll go out to the woods. The animals that fly around, you call them?
Birds.
Okay, and they live in?
Trees.
Okay, and the things they build in the trees are?
Nests.
Okay. Do you normally articulate it that carefully at the end there, nests? Like that?
I'd probably say nests.
Okay. Let me see, and then a kind of bird that's supposed to be able to see in the dark?
An owl.
Okay. And a kind of owl that makes a really, really, has a really shrill voice, really high shrill voice.
Hoot owl.
Hoot owl, okay. You ever hear that called anything else? Like a hoo-hoo owl or anything like
no,
that?
No, I don't think so.
You've never heard that? Okay. Kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker.
Okay. You ever hear that the other way around?
No.
Pecker wood?
No, it's woodpecker to me. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see, a kind of black and white animal that smells real bad.
Skunk or polecat.
Okay.
Skunk's what I'd usually say.
Okay. Polecat would be what, kind of old-fashioned for you, or?
Not really old-fashioned, it's just that people usually say skunk, but every now and then they might say polecat.
Okay. And then animals like that, maybe a skunk and a couple other things like that might raid chicken coops and so on. Altogether, you call those what? Do you have a collective name for those?
I don't know of it right offhand.
Okay. What about a varmint?
Yeah.
Use that?
A varmint is either an animal or a person that's just up to no good, you know.
Okay. Okay. And what about bugs, you know, bed bugs and lice and things like that? You wouldn't use varmint for that, would
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
You would? You would.
Yeah, I might say. If somebody saw a roach or a bug crawling across the floor, they might say, look at that varmint, you know, and
uh-huh.
that would be reasonably common.
Okay. And then what about little rodents? You got rats and...
Rats and mice.
Yeah, okay.
Most people refer to mice as a rat.
Okay. Okay.
Or a mouse as a rat.
Uh-huh.
See a little mouse, you know, and I say, oh, look at that rat.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So it's really just a mouse.
Okay. Let me see. And then a little bushy-tailed animal that runs around in the city in the trees.
Runs around where?
That runs around in the city and gets up in the trees and so on.
Squirrel.
Okay. And then there's another kind that's sort of like a squirrel, except it doesn't climb trees. Maybe it runs around out in fields.
I don't know.
Okay. Like a chipmunk.
Yeah, chipmunk.
Okay.
Familiar with a chipmunk.
Okay.